The Case of Death in the Drawing Room by Angie M. Lai, Mystery Contest Prize Winner. It had been a quiet Friday in Baker Street. Sherlock Holmes and I were discussing the day's news when Mrs. Hudson knocked on the door. "A telegram for you, Mr. Holmes," she said. "It's from Lestrade," Holmes said. "Come at once to 23 Hill Street. Woman murdered." "Well, Watson, get your coat. Let's go." Inspector Lestrade met us at the front door of the victim's house. "The woman's head has been shattered like an eggshell. Here's the murder weapon." He held out a revolver covered with a napkin. The revolver handle and the napkin were both bloody. "Have you any suspects?" Holmes asked. "Not yet. The servants had the night off. They came back and found the woman like this." "Did she have a husband?" "Yes, he's usually at his club until late. We've sent him a message." "It looks like a burglar killed her. There's a horrible mess in there." We went into the house. A body lay in the middle of the drawing room. It was covered with a sheet. Holmes lifted the sheet from her face and flinched. "Whoever did this was quite strong," he said. "Her skull is badly damaged." He began to look for clues. Then we heard the constable outside speaking with a man. "I'm George Warren. What is going on here?" "Let him in, constable," Lestrade said to the young officer. "Thank you. Could you please tell me why the police are here? Is everything all right? Is it... Oh, Mary, my beautiful Mary, is she all..." "I'm afraid that your wife is no longer with us, Mr. Warren," Holmes said quietly. We all went into the drawing room. When Warren saw the body covered in a sheet, he broke down. "Now then, Mr. Warren, we just need to ask you some questions," said Lestrade. "Yes, of course." He never took his eyes from the murder weapon, which Lestrade held in his hands. "Where have you been all evening?"
"At my club," Warren replied, with tears in his eyes. "Oh, please, sir, find the monster who beat my poor Mary to death."
"We shall try our best, my dear sir," I said.
"And after what you just said, we don't need to look any further," Holmes declared.
"What do you mean, Mr. Holmes?" Lestrade asked, surprised.